This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Dignitaries from across Europe are gathered in Madrid today, attending a memorial service for the victims of March 11th, the commuter train bombings that killed some 200 people. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, French President Jacques Chirac, and Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder are there. Also attending is Secretary of State Colin Powell. The city of Madrid already has paid homage to the victims. Today's service is an international expression of mourning. Reporter Elizabeth Nash is in Madrid. The service is taking place in a cathedral next to the Royal Palace. Would you describe the scene?
Well, for the moment, the streets have been cleared and all the observers are waiting to see this, what will be a very solemn spectacle. Nearly a fortnight after the tragedies of Atocha. There have been funerals and memorial services all over the city in the last few days, but this is the first time there's been a big institutional recognition from the Royal Palace downwards of the enormity of this event, and there's been an opportunity for Spaniards to pull together to express their grief.
Security is obviously tight.
Well, security is very tight after the terrible jitters and nerve-wracking aftermath of the bombs. Locals have been advised not to bring their cars into the city, but to use the tube and the train. I suppose the train gives one a bit of a jolt these days, but certainly the roads are being cleared and cordoned off.
There's some criticism that this is a high Catholic mass. What's the complaint?
Well, the complaint is that in this opportunity to express a nation's grief, it would have been a good opportunity to extend a more ecumenical gesture towards other faiths in Spain, and especially of those victims and their families. But this is a very high, correct Roman Catholic service with the archbishops and all the cardinals in attendance. And there has been some slight criticism that the other faiths haven't been represented on this solemn occasion.
There's a political component to the event?
Well, this is, of course, the most significant for the incoming government. The new incoming Prime Minister, José Rodríguez Zapatero, has orchestrated an extraordinarily full diary of meetings today, starting with Tony Blair this morning, then the Polish Prime Minister, the French President, Jacques Chirac, the German Chancellor, and the American Secretary of State, Colin Powell. Obviously, they're all very keen to know what Mr. Zapatero's intentions are with regard to Spain's policy on Iraq. And Mr. Blair and Mr. Powell in particular have made no secret of their dismay at Mr. Zapatero's stated intention to withdraw troops.
What sort of impact has these attacks had on daily life in Madrid?
Oh, I'd say it's been cataclysmic. I mean, the two events coming so soon after each other, first this terrible attack, the worst terror attack that has ever afflicted any European country, and then the totally unexpected election result in which a government, a conservative government with an absolute majority, was overthrown at the ballot box. I mean, people in Madrid and the country generally are still trying to digest this. And even supporters of Mr. Zapatero, the socialists, who've come back to power unexpectedly after 8 years, even their enthusiasm is very largely tempered by their grief and shock at the terrible situation that preceded it.
Reporter Elizabeth Nash in Madrid.